Okay, yesterday we had learned the Mishnah, and the Mishnah was very, very vague. We weren't sure exactly what the Mishnah really meant. So the Gemara had two suggestions, basically a machlokas between Chananya and the Rabbanon, what the Mishnah was talking about. The first line of the Mishnah, the second line that says, Lo yitain ad sheyigroth, that you cannot put food on a fire, on a kira, until you do grufa, ad sheyitain ad sheyefer, or until you do ketuma. The Gemara had two suggestions what that meant. According to Chananya, it meant that you cannot return food to the fire on Shabbos. However, before Shabbos, you can do what's called shehiyah. You can leave a food there, even if there's no grufa and ketuma, as long as the food is cooked. Kamachal ben drusai, at least it's a third cooked. Or the Gemara suggested maybe the Mishnah is talking about the opinion of the Chachamim, who hold that you cannot do shehiyah without it being grufa and ketuma, and you certainly can't do chazara without there being grufa and ketuma. And now the Gemara suggests maybe we'll try to bring a raya that the Mishnah is one way or the other. So we are 12 lines from the top. Toshma alav lamed zayin amar aleph. Toshma. Let's try to bring a raya that the Mishnah really goes according to the opinion of Chananya. The Amar of Chelbo, Amar of Chama bar Gurya Amar Rav. He said, Lo shanu ela al gaba, that regarding shehiyah, Rashi explains. Tosfos argues, but Rashi explains regarding shehiyah. The only time that you're allowed to do shehiyah is only on top of the stove, on top of the kira. Aval letocha osur, but inside the kira, that's osur. And we're talking about a situation where you did not do grufa and ketuma. The Rashi explains the reason why on top it's okay is because we're going to suggest that's chananya. As long as it's a third cooked, as long as it's cooked kamacha ben drusag, you can leave food on top. What about inside? Now that's a problem because it's hatmana. Because if the coals are still there and you have a pot inside and the coals are all surrounding the bottom of the pot, it's a davar hamosif hevel and there's hatmana, and that's an unrelated problem, but that's why you can't do it. Okay? So now the Gemara says that everything that Rabbi Chelbo just said, that only makes sense, what he said, if you hold that the Mishnah is talking about Chazara. So Chazara, you have to do Gruf Eketumah. For Shehiyah, you don't. Therefore, Rabbi Chelbo says, fine, you can leave it on top of the Kira, but not inside. Right? Got that? Again, you can't leave it inside because you didn't do grufa and ketubah, because Chananya says you don't have to, but not inside a kira, because inside a kira you have a hatmana problem because the coals are still there, you didn't do anything with them, and therefore it's going to be something that's going to be mosif hevel into the pot. That's a problem. So hainu deshani bein tochal al gaba. That's why there's a difference between on top and inside, the big distinction. Ela I amrit lahat lishos tanan. But if the Mishnah is only referring to a case of Shehiyah, and therefore the only way that the Mishnah makes sense is that you're not allowed to do Shehiyah until you did Grufa and Ketuma, so Mali Tocha, Mali Al Gaba. So why is there a difference between Tocha and Gaba, between on top and inside? The only way you could put this pot there is if you did Grufa and Ketuma. So if you did Grufa and Ketuma, why can't you put the pot inside? Why can't you? That's the question. You did Gruf and Ketubah, so why can't the pot be inside? It must be, we see from here, that the Mishnah must be going according to the Shita of Chananya. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers, not necessarily true. Mi Sabris Reb Chelbo Aresha Koi? Did Reb Chelbo speak about the Resha? Was Reb Chelbo talking about the Resha where he said only on top and not inside? Was he talking about the Resha, which is the part of the Mishnah that we don't know who authored it? No. Asefakai. He's talking about the second part of the Mishnah, the part about the machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. And he says as follows. U Beis Hillel Omer, the Mishnah said that Beis Hillel said, Af machzirin, you are permitted to do chazara. V'amar Rav Chelbo, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav. And Rav Chelbo said, in the name of Chama Bar Gurya, in the name of Rav, Lo shanu ela al gaba, that you can only do chazara according to Hillel on the top of a kira, avotocha aser, but inside you can't. Why not? So the Mishnah Brura, quoting from the, I think it's the Ran and the Rajba, says that the reason that you can't, it's in Reish Nun Gimel, Sifkat Nun Ches, he says, Avalotocha Asur. Why? Kivan Shehu Maimi Lotocha Kederek Shema Vashlin Ba. That's how you normally cook. I normally put things in the oven. Right? Shalabashlin Ba Tadir Nira Kimavashal. It looks like you're cooking. You're right. Really, there's no difference. In essence, there should be no difference. But it looks like you're cooking much more than putting it on top. That's the Ran and the Rajba. I know the Machzor HaShekel says, he quotes this, I think, from the Meiri, that the reason is because you can never do a satisfactory grufa and ketuma. There's always a suspicion of Shema Yechata inside. Therefore, we don't allow it to return inside. So we still don't have a raya whether the Mishnah goes like one shita or the other. So the Gemara now tries again. Tashma, another try. This is a Tosefta. Beis kiros hamas imos. If you have two kiros side by side, and Rashi, I think Rashi says there's a wall of cheres in between the two kiros. Achas gerufa uketuma. One of them, gerufa and ketuma, was done. The achas she'ena gerufa ve'ena ketuma. And on the other one, on the twin, you did not do gerufa or ketuma. Okay, so the Tosefta continues. Mashin al gabi grufa uketuma. You can do shehiya on the one that you did grufa and ketuma. The ain mashin al she'ena grufa ve'ena ketuma. But you cannot do shehiya on the kibur that you did not do grufa and ketuma. Which is so far so good. Umahein mashin. What can you do shehiya with? So the Tosefta continues. Beishamay omrim v'lo klum. Bishamai says nothing. You can't do shehiya. Ubeshil omrim. Beshil says chamin, only with water. Avalo tavshil, but not food. Why? Because water doesn't get better the longer it stays on. It gets worse. Because the longer it's there, it starts to evaporate. So it's worse. So by water, we don't have a suspicion. Maybe you'll stoke the coals. But by food, maybe there is a suspicion. Akar, if you took the food off the fire. Divri hakol, everybody agrees, lo yachzer. You cannot return the food. Now this, that then the Gemara says, Divrei Reb Meir. That Tosefta, that's the opinion of Reb Meir. That Reb Meir doesn't follow anything that we said yesterday in the opinions of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It's very radical. The Gemara is going to point that out in a second. Rabbi Yehuda is going to say an opinion which parallels our mission exactly. Beis Shammai Omrim Chamin Avalo Tavshil. Beis Shammai says water and not food. Beis Hillel Omrim Chamin Vitavshil. Both is not a problem. Beishamay omrim notlin, you can remove the food. Avalo machzirin, but you can't return the food. Ubeis Hillel omrim, and Beis Hillel says af machzirin, you can even return the food. So now the Gemara says that based on this Tosefta, I amrit bishloma lahashos tanan. This Tosefta will make sense if our Mishnah is the opinion of the Rabbanon, not Hananya, that requires shehiya, requires grufa and ketuba for shehiya. Why? Then Masnis and Mani, who is the author of our Mishnah? It's Rabbi Yehuda. It's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda here said that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing in a certain situation, and it's exactly what they argue on in the Mishnah. So it makes very good sense, and that only applies by Shehiyah, as the Tosefta pointed out. Ele'i Amrit Lahachzer Tanan, but if our Mishnah is the opinion of Hananya that is talking about Chazara, so Mani, who is the author of our Mishnah? Lo Reb Yehuda, v'lo Reb Meir. It can't be either of them. Why not? E Reb Meir. If the author of our Mishnah is Reb Meir, so then Kasha le Beis Shammai b'chada. Then it's a problem according to the opinion of Beis Shammai. Because according to Reb Meir, Beis Shammai said, you cannot do Shehiya at all. In the Mishnah he said, you can do it with water. So how could Reb Meir be the author of the Mishnah? Can't be. Ulu Beis Hillel b'tarti. And Beis Hillel, there's two problems. First of all, Rashi points out all the problems. First of all, that Beis Hillel allowed shehiya with water and food, even if it wasn't grufa and ketuma, as we said in the Chasuri Mechzera yesterday. Even if it wasn't grufa and ketuma, he allowed shehiya Hillel. And here, Rabbi Yehuda is only saying it's only permissible if you have grufa and ketuma. That's one problem with Beis Hillel. Second problem is that according to the Mishnah, what's the second problem? According to the Mishnah, that Bethil permitted Chazara, and according to the Tosefta, it says Akar, if you took it off, you can't return it. So there's two problems with Beit Hillel. If you hold what the Mishnah says, it's talking about Chazara. So, in Rabbi Yehuda, and if the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, then Kasha Grufu Ketuma. Then there's a problem of Grufa and Ketuma. Because our Mishnah said that Beit Hillel would permit Shehiyah even without Grufa and Ketuma. And in the Tosefta, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he said, you have to have Grufa and Ketuma. So it's a problem according to both. So the Gemara is suggesting that the author of the Mishnah has to be talking about a situation of Shehiyah, and then we have an author, and the author is Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara rejects that and says La'olam Eimalach Lahachzer Tanan. Really, I can say that the Mishnah is talking about Chazara, and Chananya survives. The Tana Didon Savar Lakir Yehuda B'chada Upalad Alei B'chada. He agrees with Rabbi Yehuda in one instance, but he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda in another instance. What does that mean? That means that Savalak Rabbi Yehuda, he agrees with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Bechada in one case, Bechamin, Betavshil, in the situations of Chamin and Tavshil, the Notlin Umachzirin, meaning that Rabbi Yehuda really fit into the Mishnah. The only problem was that whereas the Mishnah said that Beshamim and Beis Hillel said you don't need Grufa and Ketuma, Beis Hillel said you do. The Tosefta said you do. So the Gemara answers, Upala Belei Bechada. And yes, and the Mishnah argues on Rabbi Yehuda in that one point. The Ilu Tana Didan Savra Lahashos. Our Mishnah says that they would permit Shehiyah for Afal Pisha Ena Gar Vekatum, even if there is no Grufa and Ketuma. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Belishos. Rabbi Yehuda says that if it's Shehiyah, Nami Gar Vekatum in Ilolo, that the only time Rabbi Yehuda would agree is if you had Grufa and Ketuma, and not. So I know some of the Rishonim raised the question. We're trying to find a way how somebody, Rabbi Yehuda or Remer, could be the author of our Mishnah. And we didn't really succeed. We said, well, it has to be Rabbi Yehuda, but he has to disagree that he's not the author of the Mishnah. So it's a little difficult. So the Rishonim try to work that all out. All right, so that basically ends the first portion of the Gemara, where the Gemara stops now trying to say who the Mishnah holds like. The Gemara doesn't conclude, and as we said yesterday, it's a machlokes. The Mechaber brings down both shitos of Chananya and the Chachamim, and the Ramah says we're noheg like the Sfar Achrona, like Chananya. And but Lamaisa today, people pretty much are more machmer. The Mishnah Berurah points out we should be more machmer. So I just saw one thing that Rav Shlomo Zalman points out. He says that if we're going to put on a blech, in Sefer Archa Shabbos says that Rav Shlomo Zalman points out that once you put on a blech, you should probably not adjust the fire anymore. Because once you put on the blech, you're demonstrating that your shehiyah is over, and that the whole purpose of putting on the blech is to be a hecker, that you shouldn't adjust the fire. But if you put on a blech and then you're adjusting the fire, you're defeating the purpose in some sense of the entire hecker. So he says, Yesha kasvu, shiroi limnoa, you should refrain, mitaltel ba'esh, l'acha shahanicho al gabi esakiso, after you put on the blech. You should refrain from doing that. Don't lower the fire, don't raise the fire. And then the Archa Shabbos himself, and that's from Shlomo Zalman, and the Archa Shabbos himself points out, Umihu nirish im haragilas hi lachaso says eish ba'odas gavoa, v'yachar kach laktina hareze mutter. That if that's what you always do, you always put the fire on extra high, then put the blech, then put the pot on, and then you're going to adjust it to make sure it's perfect, that's really part of the process of putting on the blech, and that would be okay, but maybe afterwards you shouldn't start messing around with the fire because it really defeated the whole purpose of the blech in the first place. That's that. So I think that's later on in the Masechta. So if it's not cooked at all, the Machaber Paskin, I think we hold like that, that if it's completely raw, then you can put it on the fire right before Shabbos because there's no suspicion you're going to do anything because you're doing anything is not going to help. I'm not sure. I think that's not tomorrow. What? No, because if it's a little, because that's totally, he's talking about totally raw. If it's totally raw, you're not going to. Because he holds that once it's cooked, you're no longer interested in in making sure it's cooking better. Well, just the opposite, because the presumption is your worrying is not going to do anything. It's so raw that your stoking is not going to help. That's the presumption, right? Okay. Iboilahu. So now the Gemara asks, Mahu lismach ba? What about putting a pot next to the kira? You're not going to put it on the kira. And Rashi says we're talking about a kira that you did not do guf and ketuma, but you're putting it next to the kira, and it's going to get hot because it's right next to it's on the counter. It's right next to where it's very hot, and you're going to put it over there. On Shabbos. The Mishnah Brura is going to say that there's a chumrah only before Shabbos, but then he ends off saying that there's a kula, and even on Shabbos it's not a problem at all, even if that's batziat soledes. As we can see in the Gemara, there's no cooking that takes place over there. It's just very hot, and it's not an issue. But the Gemara is asking the first question. Mahu lismach ba? What about placing the pot next to the fire? Next to the kira? Tocha v'gaba asur. Putting it on top or inside, that's certainly asur. Right? Ava lismach ba shaper dami. But what about, is next to it okay? Oh, dilma loshna, or even next to it's also no good. So the Rif says, you see from the question of the Gemara, that the Mishnah holds like the Chachamim. Because it says over here, Tocha, I understand. What, V'gaba? Tocha V'gaba. You can't put it on top if there's no Guf and Ketuma? That's not Chananya. Chananya says you can. He only says you can't do Chazara. But Shehi, you can do. So the Rif says, here's one of the Rayas that we hold the Chachamim. Tosfos points out that Tosfos mahu lismach. No, it could not necessarily so. It could be talking about a case where it's not cooked kamachal ben jusoy. Josh, that might be related to what you were saying before. It's not cooked kamachal ben jusoy. You can't put it on a fire. You can't do shahir without gufa ketuma. So it could go according to either one, either way. That's always going to be the way. All the next amid now, it's always going to be either yehoah the chachamim or it's not cooked kamachal ben jusoy. So it can go according to either one because the Gemara never resolved the question. Anyway, what about smicha? What about putting it next to the kira? Tashma. So we just mentioned before there was a tosefta. Kiros hamas imos. If you have two adjoining kiros, achas grufa uketuma. One you did grufa and ketuma. V'achas she'ena grufa and ketuma. One you didn't. So what's the halacha? Mashan al dabe grufa uketuma. You can do shahia on the part on the kira part that you did the grufa and ketuma. V'af al daf the kasalik le havlo meidach. Even though it's getting heat from the next door, from the next door's kira, right? Even though it's getting heat from the kira that you did not do groof and ketuma on, you can still leave it on the one that you did do groof and ketuma. So isn't that the same thing as smicha? And you see, so you see that you can, that smicha is okay, because the really smicha, one's right next to the other. One you did groof, why is a kira that you did groof and ketuma different than a counter? Right? So the Gemara says, no, it's different. Dilma, it's different. Shiny Hussam, it's different if they're two adjoining kiros. Why? The kivan di midalia, since the pot is raised a little bit on the kira, shalad be'avira, the air escapes. The air escapes. So maybe that's a different situation, and it's not really the same as smicha. But if you put it right next to the pot, the air is not escaping. It's right next to the kira. The heat of the wall of the kira is going straight into the pot, and we still don't have an answer to that question. Yeah, it's touching the wall, yeah. So in the olden days, I have a picture, I'll bring it to tomorrow's daf, a picture of a kira, and then we're going to have a kupach and a tanur, have pictures of all the different ovens. So the kira was really like a box, and the situation here is, you're putting it on the floor of the box, and then on top of the kira were the pots. So it's not really like a counter, it's a little, because the pot was really raised, and you're putting it on the floor, but it's the same idea, So that answers your question. It's onto the side, so it could even be touching the wall of the kira. It's not a problem. But we don't have an answer yet. So the Gemara tries again. Tashma. The Amr of Safra, Amr of Chia. Rav Safra says in the name of Rav Chia. So the Maritz Chayitz points out that, I didn't have a chance to look it up, but he raises the question. Rav Safra was one of the last Amorayim, and Rav Chia was one of the first Amorayim. How could he have seen him? Anyway, they say, Katma, if you do Ketuma on a kira, Vinislavsa, and then it rekindles. For whatever reason, the coals reignite, and now you have burning fire there. Nevertheless, Somchinla, you can place a pot next to this, Umekaimen Aleha, and you can even do Shehiyah. can even leave the pot on the fire. V'notlin mimena, you can take food from the pot. U'machzirin la, and you can return the pot to the fire. Tosefta says. That's what Rav Safra says. Shmamina, so what do you see from here? That lismoch, in order to do smicha, nami katma in, lo katma lo. You have to have ketuma. Because he started off by saying that if you did ketuma and then it reignited, then you can do smicha, which is mashma, that if you did not do ketuma, you cannot do smicha. So in order to do smicha, you have to have an oven that's gufa and ketuma. And then there's really no difference between smicha and on top, because he permits putting it on top also. Which is very machmir. So the Gemara says, no, that ultai meich, and if that's true, so it says he continued and said, notlin mimena, that you're allowed to take the food off this pot. So diktani katma in lo katma lo, but that even to take the food, in order to take the food, you have to have gufa and ketuma to take food. Nobody holds that. Take food out of the pot, you have to have gufa and ketuma. If you're telling me that the ketuma goes on every statement you said, every statement he said, that it goes on smicha, why doesn't it go on the notlin also? Right? And no one holds like that. So the Gemara says, no, elatana notlin mishumachzirin. The whole reason why the Mishnah, why he mentioned the word notlin, was because he wanted to teach you the halacha of machzirin. The only way it can be machzir something is if you first take it off. Otherwise it can't do chazara. So notlin's there to introduce the concept of chazara. That's the only reason notlin's there. Of course you don't need gufa ketuma for notlin to take food away. Of course not. Hachanami, so too the Gemara suggests, tana somchin mishum mekaimin, that the smicha was introduced only to tell me the halacha of mekaimin. So the Gemara says, hachi hashta, what kind of comparison is that? Hasam notlin umachzirin bechad makomhu. The notlin and the chazara, taking the pot off and returning it, is in the same spot. I'm taking the pot off to get the food, and then I'm going to put the pot back. But so tana notlin mishum machzirin. So therefore, it makes very good sense to say that notlin was introduced only to tell me the kula of machzirin. Abel hacha, but over here, somkin bechad makomhu, umekayimim bechad makomhu. You do smicha on the bottom of the floor next to the pot, next to the kira, and you do kira on top of the mikaimin, you're leaving it there on top of the kira. There's no comparison. You don't need one to introduce the other. They're not related to each other. So that can't be. So my havi Allah, what's the bottom line here regarding smicha? So the Gemara says, we'll try again. Toshma, we have a tosefta that says, kira shehisikuha begefes ube'etzim. If a kira was lit up with gefes, we said that's the refuse of grapes, ube'etzim or wood, somchin la, you can be someich, you can leave a pot next to the fire, the ein mekaimin, and you cannot do shehiya, ela imkein grufa uketuma, unless there's grufa and ketuma. So since the tosefta only mentions grufa and ketuma on the Shehiya part, you see from here that for smicha you do not need guf and ketuma, and that's how we pass it. And then the Tosefta continues: gechalim sha'amemu. If you have coals that reignited, coals that die down. Oh, shenasan aleha naoros shel pishton daka, or that you sprinkle some thin flax on the coals to extinguish them. Harehi kiketuma. That has the same status as ketuma. That ends that.
The story makes sense that you should be able to put it next week, because the only reason why you have the ketuma is because where you stop the coals along the way.
Right.
You know, but if you're not putting it on the fire, you're putting it next to it, then it should be.
Right, and the Mishnah Berurah says you could even do smicha, even if it's so hot there like it's Yatzel Edus. Still not a problem. Okay, now we get onto a slightly new topic. It's not a new topic, it's continuing, but now another wrinkle thrown into the equation. Amr of Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni, Amr of Oshia. Katma, if you did Ketuma, and Vehuvara, and then it reignited. So now you have fire there. We're now under the assumption that this reigniting negated the Ketuma. It was Mavatel the Ketuma, and it's as if you do not have Ketuma here at all. Okay? So what does he say? He says, "Mashin aleha cham and shehoshmu kol tzarchan." You can leave on water that was cooked, fully cooked. V'tavshil shabishal kol tzarchal, and food that was fully cooked. So the Gemara says, "Shma mina." We see from here that mitstamek v'yafalo mutter. That if it's a food that is mitstamek, Rashi says that the word mitstamek means shriveled, and he says based on the rules of dikduk. Really, it's mitzamek, like tzimukin, like raisins, like a shriveled, and the test is thrown in there because of some dictic rules. So it's really mitzamek, that if it gets, what it means is it gets more cooked, better cooked, more geschmack. So mitzamek v'yafalo is mutter, that if you have a food that is fully cooked, and it gets better the longer it stays on the fire, that it's mutter to keep it there, even if there's no gufa and ketuma. Because he said that it reignited. It said it reignited, and you can keep food there that's mevashal kol tzarcho, and water that's mevashal kol tzarcho. Since, I think Rashi explains this, or maybe the Ritva, forgot who, since by definition water is not mevashal kol tzarcho, because the longer it cooks it starts to evaporate, since he mentions food and water, it must be that he's talking about food that's mitzamek v'yafalo. Because if he wanted to tell me his halacha of mitzamek v'ralo, he should have just said water. Since he mentions both, that it must be that it's mitzamek v'yafalo is mutter. That's what Rashi says. So why do you mention water? So he mentions water, Rashi points out, because even though water is very easy to boil, it doesn't take such a long time, nevertheless, it has to be fully cooked before Shabbos. That's what Rashi says. And this long Tosfos has a gigantic argument with Rashi. And it's a whole different shot, which I didn't understand, so we're not going to go there. We're just trying to keep it simple. Anyway, so you see from here a raya that mitzamek v'yafalo is mutter without grufa and ketuma. So the Gemara says, no, not a raya. Shiny hacha, here it's different. The katma, because you did ketuma. And now we're going to say that even though it reignited, it doesn't make a difference. So the Gemara says, ihachi, my lememra, what's the chiddush if you did ketuma? Then it's ordinary shihia. So what's the difference? So the Gemara says, no, huv hara itzra chalei. The fact that it reignited is the chiddush. Mahu de tema, I might think, kivan de huv hara, since it reignited, hadrala lemilsa kamaisa, it returns to its previous state of being an oven that doesn't have grufa and ketuma. Kamash malam, we don't say that. Once you did grufa and ketuma, it's over, even if it reignites. Rashi says, shani hacha de katma, de goli daite, because your das is over. Delo nichalei bitzmuke. That you don't care if it gets cooked better, because you did grufa and ketuma, you're done, you step away now. The fact that it grufa and ketuma doesn't make it, the fact that it reignited doesn't make a difference.
Rashi yesterday thought that part of the reason grufa and ketuma is that it cools the flame. It should be one per hectare.
So the question that we're talking about chazara or shahia, why Rashi said that. Rashi is very, every Rashi here does massive Torah, because he's very difficult. I don't remember now what he said. If it was Shehiyah, then it's a problem, right? But if it was Chazar, not necessarily. This is talking about Shehiyah. Fine. Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The exact same thing now. Katma v'hovara. If you did Ketuma and it reignited, Mashin aleha cham and shehochmul kol tzarchan. You can leave on fire, you can leave on water that was bishul kol tzarcho, v'tashol shel bishul kol tzarcho, and food that was mevashol kol tzarcho, v'afilu gecholim shel rosam. Even with coals of rosam. Rashi explains, very, very hot coals that take a long time to cool down. Even those coals, it's not a problem to leave the food there. What? The Gemara is going to say it's adding the case of the rosam. We'll get to that in 2 seconds. Shema mina. So we see from here again that mitzamek v'yafalo mutter. That mitzamek v'yafalo is mutter without guf and ketuma, because we're saying the exact same thing. It was hovara, it reignited. Therefore, it was mevatel the previous guf and ketuma. So now you have a stove here without guf and ketuma, and he said if it's mevashal kol tzarcho, you can leave the food there. And we say shema mina. It must mean that it's mitzamek v'yafalo. It gets better, right? So the Gemara gives the exact same answer. No, shani hachi, here it's different to katma, because you did ketuma. So ihachi, if you did ketuma, maila member, what's the chiddush? We know that already. So the Gemara answers, hovara itzrichalei. The chiddush is the case of reigniting. So the Gemara says, hainu hach, just had that a few seconds ago. Right? As someone points out, because it starts off by saying, amar rabba bar barchana. Had it said, v'chein amar rabba bar barchana, we never would have asked this question. So he's saying the same thing. But Right. So the Gemara says Gechalam Shal Rosam is Trichalei. The Chiddush is that even if you use Gechalam Shal Rosam, which are very difficult to calm down, they're very difficult to extinguish. So therefore, we might say by Gechalam Shal Rosam, if they reignite, which is something that's not so far fetched, then maybe we would say that the previous Shehiyah is Mevatel. Kamash Malan, even if it's Gechalam Shal Rosam, the previous Shehiyah is not Mevatel. The previous proof and Ketuma is not Mevatel. Okay. Now, Amar Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Sheshes said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Kira shehisikuha begefes ube'etim. If a kira was lit up with wood or gefes, mashen aleha chamin, you can put on water, shalo huchmu kol tzarchan, that did not fully boil, v'tavshal shalo bishal kol tzarcho, or food that did not fully cook. Akar, if you remove it, if you took it off the fire, lo yachzir, you can't return it, ad shi yigrof, until you do gerufa, o ad shi tin efer, or until you do ketuma. So kosavar, Rav Sheshes, in the name of Yochanan, must hold that masnisin lahachzir tanan. Our Mishnah is talking about chazara, because he says that you can leave it there, so when he says that it's not fully cooked, but it is cooked to the level of kamachal ben jersoi, so at least it's one third cooked, and you can leave it there, which is what Hananya said, but you can't return it unless you do Grufa and Ketuma, which is exactly parallel to the opinion of Hananya. Rashi here says, this is how we paskin, because Rav Sheshes was a later Amora, and he has a Mishnah in the first paragraph that supports him. We're going to have it in a minute. And also, Rav is going to ask, what's the Chiddush? It's so obvious. So Rashi says, even Rav was even bothered. Like, why is Rav Sheshes even bothering to mention the obvious? Therefore, we paskin like Hananya. Here's where the Rashi is. And the Tosfos is here also. Anyway, so Amar Rava, so Rava said to Rav Sheshes, Tarvayu Tanina. We learned both of these already. Why are you telling me these? We learned them already. Where did we learn them? Lishos Tanina. We learned the din of Shehiyah that you don't need Gruf and Ketuba. Where's that? It says in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Tes, Ein nos din es hapas besoch hatana im chashecha. You cannot leave bread in an oven cooking on Friday. V'lo charara al gabi gacholim, or a cookie on the coals, ela kadei sheyikru upaneha, unless it reached the level that its face turned brown, which all the Mefarshim explain is the same level as Michael ben Jersoi. So once it reaches the level of Michael ben Jersoi, you can leave it in the oven, even though it's without Gruf and Ketuma. The Mishnah doesn't mention anything about Gruf and Ketuma. It doesn't say a word. You can leave it there. It's not a problem. Ha karbu paneha, shari. Once it did reach that level, then it's mutter. Lahachzir nami tanina to do chazar. We also have a beferish mishnah beis hillel omrim afmachzirin that you can do chazara as long as you have gruf and ketuma. So Rav is wondering why Rav Sheshes bother telling us this. It's so obvious. V'ad kan lo kasharu beis hillel, and when did beis hillel permit chazara? El begrufa ketuma, only if it's gar for katzum. Avol b'she'ena grufa ketuma lo, but if it's not grufa ketuma, then you can't. So we see have two Mishnahs that say Beferish or Rav Sheshes said. Rav Sheshes knew that all that was true, but Nami Diyuka Demasnisin Kamash Malan. He wanted to let us know the diyuk that he had in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Tes. Because the Mishnah on Daf Yud Tes just said that you're not allowed to put the pas in the oven until it turns brown, and the Mishnah does not say, one second, the Mishnah does not say, the Mishnah does not say Hakarmu Poneha Shari. That was Rav Sheshes' diuk. So he wanted Rava to know that he got a diuk out of it. That Hakarmu Poneha, but once it does turn brown, then you can leave it there. The Mishnah didn't say that outright. So Rav Sheshes came along with a diuk. So and that's how we end up. Okay, fine, that's it. So therefore, and this is what Rashi says, since Rav Sheshes and Rava, all the later Amorayim agreed with Hananya, that's how we paskin. Amar of Shmuel bar Yehuda Amar of Yochanan. More. Kira shesikua begefes ube'etim. If an oven was lit up with gefes or etim, mashin al ha-tavshil, you can put on a tavshil, shebishal kar tzarcho, if it's fully cooked, v'chamet shehoshimu kar tzarchon, or food that was fully cooked, v'afilu mitzdamik v'yafalo, even if it's going to cook and get better. Amaleahume Rabbanan of Shmuel bar Yehuda, but one of the Rabbanan said to Shmuel bar Yehuda, Harabu Shmuel the Amri Tarvayu, Rav and Shmuel both say that mitzdamek v'yafalo aser, that if it's mitzdamek v'yafalo, it's aser because we're still concerned, maybe you'll stoke the coals, because since it's mitzdamek v'yafalo, it gets more geschmack, you might have a suspicion you'll stoke the coals. Amalei, atu lefzan ayada, don't I know what they said? The Amr of Yosef, Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, mitzdamek v'yafalo aser, right? So he answered back, ki kamina lach, Rav Yochanan kamina. I was saying my opinion according to Rav Yochanan. Amalei Rav Ukva, Mimeshan, Rav Ashi, Atun, you, Demakrivisu, Rav Shmuel, you live in the vicinity of Rav Shmuel, Avidu Karav Shmuel. So you paskin like Rav Shmuel. But Anon, the Nevid Rav Yochanan, we hold like Rav Yochanan because we live near him. And the Mechaber paskin that even Mitzdamek V'yafalo needs, if you hold like the Rabbanon, that it even applies to the level of Mitzdamek V'yafalo. Because since it gets better the longer it stays on the fire, we do have a suspicion that you're going to continue stoking the coals. Now, Amalei Abaye Rabbi Yosef. Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, Mahu Lishos. What's the halacha about Shehiya? So what's this question? So Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos says, De'eno Grufa, if you didn't do Grufa, V'lo Bishal Kol Tzarcho, and it's not Mavashal Kol Tzarcho, O B'mitzdamek V'yafalo. So he's asking you the same question again. So Amalei Rav Yehuda, Amalei Ha Rav Yehuda Mashulei. For Rav Yehuda, they would do this Shehiya, V'achal, and he would eat it. So you see that it's maybe in the situation that Abai is asking, where Rashi also says the same thing, Be'eno Grufa, that it wouldn't be a problem. So the Gemara says, so Abai says, no, Barminei Rav Yehuda, don't bring me Rav Yehuda. The Kivin de Mesukon Hu, since he's sick, he's a chole, Tafilu b'Shabbos Nami Shari l'mevedlei. That even on Shabbos they would permit him. So either he was a chole sheyesh bo sakara, they would do it themselves, or maybe he was a chole sheyesh bo sakara, they would have a guy do it. Either way, you can't bring a raya from a chole. The rules are different by a chola. Leave a lach, my. What about me and you? Regular people that are not cholim, what's the halacha? So Amalei, Besura Mashu, in Sura they would do this Shehiya. Daha Rav Nachar Bar Yitzchak, Mori De'uv Dahavi. Rav Nachar Bar Yitzchak was somebody who was very particular in doing mitzvos. Umashalei, and he would do this Shehiya of Achel, and he would eat it. Amar Rav Ashi, Kamina Kaved Rav Huna, when I was by Rav Huna, Veshohinlei Kasa Daharsana, they would do Shehiya on Kasa Daharsana, a certain kind of fish, mush, certain kind of fish pie, some kind of fish food. V'achol, and he would eat it. V'lo yadana, and I didn't know, imishum de kasavar mitzdamek v'yafalo mutter, if the reason he ate it was because he held that mitzdamek v'yafalo was mutter, or mishum de kivin de izbe mecha, since it has flour in that dish, mitzdamek v'ralo hu. That's the din of mitzdamek v'ralo. So he wasn't sure. Amar of Nachman, mitzdamek v'yafalo usser, that if it's mitzdamek v'yafalo, it's usser without Grufa and Ketuma, like we've been saying all along, because even if it's mitzdamek v'yafalo, there's a suspicion that you'll come to stoke the coals, therefore you have to have Grufa and Ketuma before you can do Shehiya. Mitzdamek v'ralo, but if it's mitzdamek v'ralo, then it's mutter. What? I don't know, maybe you have the water, so you don't care if a little bit of it evaporates. No, viralo means, Rashi says it on the, no, Rashi didn't say it, I forgot who said it. Viralo means that you're not misameach, but what's happening. And betovel means you are misameach.
So it's making it better, but a little bit
of evaporating? Right, so, no, so it's viralo, but you're not misameach, but you'll still leave it there. You have a huge pot of water, so a little bit will leave. So that's misameach,
viralo is not a negative or a positive. It could just be there. Not misameach is a positive. So
not misameach. You're not happy that this is happening. That's misameach viralo. You'd rather it doesn't happen. You would prefer that this wouldn't happen. But it's happening. So Stewie asked, but then why would you leave it there? So you'll still leave it there. You still want hot food on Shabbos. But you'd prefer this wouldn't be happening. Right? I don't know if it means that the food's going to be totally unedible. That we're not getting into that. Right.
Well,
exactly. So even if we're going to be machmor like the sheet of the chachamim, it has to be even in a case where it's been stymied v'yafalo. Exactly. Klal de milsa. The rule is as follows: Kol de isbe mecha. If anything has any flour in it, mitzdamek v'ralo, then it's considered a category of mitzdamek v'ralo. Levar mitavshul delifta, unless it has turnips in it. Ta'afal gav to ispe mecha, even if it has some flour in it, mitzdamek v'yafalo. It has the din of mitzdamek v'yafalo. V'hani mili to ispe bisra. That's only if it has meat. Avalesle bisra, but if it doesn't have any meat, then mitzdamek v'ralohu. Then it has the din of mitzdamek v'ralo. V'i ispe bisra, and if it does have meat, nami lo amaron. We only said this difference, the lo kavi leila orchin, where you're not going to serve it to any guests. Why? Rashi points out, because if you're serving it to guests, you want to serve them big pieces, so the fat of the meat might not be dispersed throughout the whole food. But normally, if a guy's eating alone, he would not serve such big pieces to himself. He'll cut up the meat into small pieces. We're going to have it tomorrow, minced meat. So if it's minced, then the fat is distributed throughout the dish, and then it would be mitzdamek v'ralo. Right. Aval kavile la'archin. Sorry, then it would be mitzdamek v'yafalo. Aval kavile la'archin. But if you're going to give it to guests, so you're going to serve them big pieces, then mitzdamek v'ralo. Then it would be a category of mitzdamek v'ralo. Lifta daisa, some kind of porridge made from dates. Dates. V'tamari and figs. Mitzdamek v'ralahen. Has the status of mitzdamek v'ralo. That's it. Any questions? Okay. Very. Let's go ahead. Today's share is dedicated to Zecher Nishmas David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai.